I want that Sri Buddha Prabhu can speak two words. Buddha Prabhu. He should come and speak two words. Give, it will go. Give there. Buddha Prabhu is senior devotees of Prabhupada and big astrologer, helping him all in way.
Hare Krishna. I'm honored to have a chance to say a couple words. I'll keep it brief, especially after Bhagavan Prabhu's presentation, it would be pretty difficult to follow that one up. Such an eloquent, heartfelt sentiment. I think the thing that I'm most struck by was when we were in L.A. There was, I don't know how many devotees in the L.A. temple when Gurudev was just recently there. At least this many, maybe more. It seems more. And Vrajanath Prabhu leaned over to me and he said, "Do you remember when we first came to L.A.?" And I don't know exactly how many years ago that was.
96.
So 8 years ago, we came. It was a small party. Everyone in the party had somehow been touched by Srila Gurudev. We had the conviction that somehow we had been found by a great treasure. And generous people, generous-hearted people, when they have some special gift, they like to share it with others. And we were very fortunate to be part of a little bit of a pioneering work. Devotees are always pioneers, it seems, no matter who you are or what your devotional history is. We're always at the cutting edge of doing something new. And, you know, back then we stayed at, where did we stay?
Orange County.
Yeah. Fullerton. Some Hindu temple there.
Yes.
Yeah. And we met a few devotees, and we met with a little bit of resistance and misunderstanding that we were coming for the wrong reasons. But I believe it's safe to say that Srila Gurudev has stood the test of time. And I feel very fortunate to be part of this Sangha. And every year that goes by, more and more devotee gems come into the Sangha. Beautiful, sincere persons who are giving their heart to Gurudev and giving their everything to Gurudev. And it's getting bigger. There's a lot to do, but I think that the great thing about Gurudev's association is that he's helping us understand that being in Krishna consciousness and sharing it with others, it's an act of joy. It's an act of love, as Bhagavan Prabhu said. It's not something heavy, but it's something wonderful. So I thank you for giving me a chance to speak, and I can just say that I'm looking forward to many more years of Gurudev's association. And seeing many more of you who aren't here yet, so we have to somehow go out there and find them and spread the good word. So thank you very much.
Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavaiti Namine Atimatta Charitraya Swasitananca Paline Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Nama Prima Pradayine Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktya Vihinaya Aparadha Lakshay Shiptasya Kamadi Taranga Madhye Kripamayin Thvang Saranam Prapanna Vinde Numaste Charanarvinda Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo tavai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vigyaye radhe tvang mam charanantike. First of all, my heartly obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And same in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Today is third day, perhaps, in our classes, third day. And we discuss so many things from Srimad Bhagavatam. And in continuation, that what is slok? Bhagavat Bhagavat Sevaya.
Mahat Sangha Mahat Sangha Mahatvam Evaitat Paramadbhutam.
No. From Srimad Bhagavatam.
Oh. Yat Sevaya Bhagavata Kutastasya Madhudisha Ratiraso
Bhagavatam. Be silent. Don't disturb me. Nashta prayesu avadresu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavata are of two kinds. I told you, explain. Grantha bhagavata and those who contain, those who are, everything is sink in the love and affection of Krishna. Rasik. They are bhakti rasa patra bhagavat. Though Srimad Bhagavat is there, but if not Sukhdev Goswami, with not no Narad Goswami was there, then who can open the box of treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam? Nowadays, if Swami Bhaktivedanta has not come here, my Shiksha Guru, who can open this treasure to whole world? Whole world. And by his order, I am doing something. But everything, the key is in his hand and my Gurudev hands. They ordered me to do the same. So, Bhagavat Seva, both are essential. But key is in the hand of Rasik Vaishnav Bhagavat. So they are Mahat Sangha. There are two kinds of Guru. Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srivasa Acharya, they are their own guru of Diksha Guru. But they took shelter of Diksha Guru of Jiva Goswami.
Shiksha Guru.
As a Shiksha Guru. Yeah. Raghunath Das Goswami, he has own guru Jadunandana Acharya. in the line of Nityananda Prabhu or Advaita Acharya. But he took shelter. Where? Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, I cannot. You should go to? Sarup Damodar. Why? Raghunath Das Goswami has some honor to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some fear.
When reverence.
Reverence. But Shiksha Guru is like a bosom friend. With Diksha Guru, we cannot open our heart fully. Why? We have some?
Oh, and reverence mode.
Aishwarya Bhav. That he is our father, guru, and other things. And Shiksha Guru becomes, heartly bosom friend. We can open our heart to Shiksha Guru. So, Chaitanya Raghunath Das Goswami used to open his heart to Sarup Damodar. But Mahaprabhu, he used to fear to go there and to ask anything. If any asking anything, what to do? He used to tell Sarup Damodar because he was too familiar. A Shiksha Guru can tell what you cannot believe, what you cannot tell to your own mind. Shiksha Guru can tell, and you can ask. Heartly things you can open. Like in front of Lalita Vishakha, Radha can tell all his modes, but to others not. So, Mahatsang is very high and deep. You can understand by our classes. We will clarify by or explanations. Only alone Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came by
navigation
India.
Sindhya navigation.
And alone he used to sit in New Jersey,
New York,
that
Tompkins Square Park.
Park. And what to do? Closing his eyes, Sri Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. He used to, closing his eyes, tears in heart melting. All hippies used to dance on his tune. And they were very so much happy to hear this song. They used to give him
wine,
cigarette, and so many things that they used to love at that time. Even cigarette, smoking, so many things. And what happened? Oh, Mahatsanga. I'm telling about Mahatsanga. He was Mahat. And for a few moments with them, they become happy forever. You know Shyam Rani? She was hippie. But now she is what? Not happy only. Oh, Vishwa Guru. Guru, Jagat Guru. Satsarup Maharaj can fall down. But she cannot. Because they are not in Mahatsanga and they are not realizing this fact. As Prabhupada was there, he used to attract them like chumbak.
Magnet.
Now he has passed and they think that Prabhupada has gone. And they became some upset. And that is why their mind went anywhere here. If they were with me, guarantee I am telling that they would have never fallen. Never and never. And for this fact, for this fact, true fact, O Swamiji told that you should help my devotees. And really, for that thing, to obey my master, my Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, my Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am coming. In this old age of 85, I am going to be in 85. Now I am 84 about. But as he told, so, yes, yes, like young age. I think that when I was in hospital, you prayed for to Krishna, oh, give our lives to him. And that is why he has given more some years. And I think in these 5-6 years, I will complete Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjal Leen Mani, Srimad Bhagavatam, also some things. I will. And if he will give me energy and all this, then more books, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srimad Bhagavatam's explanations, and so many I have. And that is why Swamiji kept some remittance.
Remnants.
For me, that you should do now. He gave me some remittance. Remittance?
Remnants.
Now, you should realize Mahatsanga. Khanamapi sajjana sangati reka chanamiham. If for a moment they can change your life, it will come all. The mahat sangam mahatmam etat. You should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in south, Vasudeva Vipra. He was leper. He was attacked by leprosy. So many wounds were there. He wanted to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not. Oh, it was so crowded, more than this, thousands and thousands of. And when Mahaprabhu left that place and he was weeping, Mahaprabhu at once in a second came and embraced. He could not fear for leprosy. So he there, worms and all things, Mahaprabhu, in body it was. And he became so beautiful at once in a moment. And he began to weep. Why you did? I was better. Thinking that Trinadapi Sunishana. Now I will be proud of my
beauty
and other things. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, they will not touch you. Go on preaching my Naam Sankirtan and helping others, and thus you will always be with me. O Mahat Sangha. Mahaprabhu Sangha is Mahat Sangha. Nityananda Prabhu, Mahat Sangha. Advaita Acharya, Rupa Goswami, they are Mahat Sangha. Tamahat Sangam Mahatmam Etat, Param Adbhutam, Kritartho Jena, Vipro Asau, Saddo Abhutat Sarupavat. I have told the history yesterday. Perhaps you remember. There were two persons, disciple and guru. One having birth in Govardhan, in a Brahmin family. And he had some desire. And he went into Assam. Awesome. Kamakhya. Oh, the power of Shankar. And she gave in a dream the Gopal mantra. Siddha mantra. And from whom? Parvati. very high class of devotees. He gave him dream. Only she gave some instructions, not like me giving. And then he woke up. And he began to chant Gopal mantra. A miracle. After a couple of days, chanting by this name, this mantra, all the desires of wealth and position, everything went on. And thus, he came to Bengal ocean where Kapil Dev Ashram was there. And there he took bath in ocean. And he went to Gaya, Kashi, Varanasi, the place of Mayavadis. And there Shankar told and Parvati, at once go away from here. Don't be here, other Mayavad will attack. And then he quickly ran towards Prayag, and from Prayag to Mathura, from Vrindavan. And there, whole Bihag Bhagavatamrita, second chapter, was told to him. He knew all the things, all Siddhant he knew. That I am telling, yesterday we discussed about Paratattva. Very clearly, in words. But any realization, you can remember that what Maharaj told in easy way. But no realization. So he told all the history, his whole history. And he knew all the Siddhant, but no realization. He saw that no tears, no heart melting. And then his Gurudev became very merciful because he was Mahat. How Mahat? Sent by Radhika herself, his most near and dear Sarup. And he came. And by her order, he was telling all this. So who will be Mahat, more Mahat than him? And then he saw that no tears, no heart melting. Then what he did? At once kept his hand. And everything he realized. At once he began to weep louder, heart melting, tears coming so much. At once he saw that in a second he closed his eyes, and when he opened, he saw that he is in Golok Vaikuntha with Krishna. Krishna have gone to play in the cow herding, and so many Sakhas are there. Madhumangal, Subal, Subhas, Sridham, Dham, Vasudham, Sto, Krishna, Lamanga, Arjun, Kokul, Bhring, Vasanta, Subal, Madhumangal, all were there. And Krishna saw at once with Baldev Prabhu, this new one has come, for which I was weeping bitterly for a long time. And now he has remembered. And he embraced and became senseless. So this is Mahatsanga. Both became lives. So you are very lucky that you were in the association of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada. And later on you are all. I think that most of here prominent figures are disciples of Swamiji. Swamiji has sent them to help me. And they are all helping me. Very qualified, more qualified than me. They can speak thoroughly, proper English and everything. I cannot.
Either mother tongue, father tongue, brother tongue, sister tongue, English.
But I cannot. The Mahatsevam Mahatma Etat. That Brahmin, Mathur Brahmin, became life, his Gurudev. And Krishna used to keep him always with him as he used to keep Madhumangal. So big history. Now, the glorification of
Mahat Sangam. Oh, who is telling? Parikshit Maharaj. To?
Mother Uttara Devi.
And? Bhaguri. To his disciple Janmejaya. But root is Narad. Narad is also root. He helped so much to Mathur Brahmin with Uddhav. Now, some explanations. You know, without the mercy of, causeless mercy of Krishna, we cannot attain pure bhakti. The mercy of Krishna is also divided into two. Krishna and his associates. How? A Brahmin came to Navadvip Mayapur in the house of Sachimaya. He was Tarthik Vipra. Sachimaya told, in my house there is Shalagram Thakur, Vishnu. Do you want to take prasadam here? I offered to Thakurji very sweet prasadam of sweet rice and so many things. Do you want to take? Or if you want to cook yourself, as a Brahman does in India, then I will give you
all paraphernalia
like sweet,
milk, rice,
chawal, dal, ghee, atta, maida, everything I will give you, my cooker, everything I will give you. Then Vipra told that I cook myself and offer to my Gopal Dev, and then she gave all the paraphernalia. In the same way, by a special mercy of, causeless mercy of Krishna, we can attain bhakti. Only prasad, sweet rice and everything offered to Krishna, and we will at once take it. This is a special mercy of Krishna. And the mercy through Vaishnava or anyone, oh, this is also the mercy of Krishna that he gave you cooker, utensils and all other things. So, by the mercy of Swarup Damodar, as he went without any process, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atma Vedanam. Nothing he did. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vasi, Murti, Saddha. Nothing. Oh, meditating, Krishna past, sweet pastimes, oh, nothing that. At once, without anything, he went in Golok Vrindavan and became the Sakharas of, he attained the Sakharas at once. This is a special mercy of Krishna. But if Krishna, you want to go through process, then by Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnu, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Hare Nam, Aiva Kevalam. You will have to follow some process. There are all process. But why we became weak? We cannot do. These are anarths. We cannot do. You know that Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakhs. At least 1 lakh daily I should do. Can you? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or on the birthday of Krishna, Nrisimhadev, you can do. But daily, in a 2 or 3 2 or 3 days, or you will feel sick. You cannot. You will be mad. You cannot do. So this is the mercy of Krishna also. If Krishna is happy, then causeless merciful is, he will take all your nuts and he will give ruchi at once. Test in name, test in Vaishnava Sevan, test in hearing, test in worshipping, test in cooking, test in everything will come. Oh, this is also the mercy of Krishna. So here, anyone may tell that by process, by the special mercy and special mercy of his associates, how this person, that Mathur Brahmin, at once went to Golok Vrindavan and became the friend of Krishna. No process, nothing. How? It is absurd. It is not seen in this world. Don't. That is why he is telling Mahatsangam Mahatmam Etat Param Adbhutam Kritattho Jena Viprasau Sadya Abhutat Sarupavat. Don't have any doubt. Don't have doubt. Don't have any doubt in your Guru, their teachings. Never, never. One day you can realize, if you are not realizing now. But they are Mahat. But Guru should be Mahat, not less than Mahat. Mahat have so many degrees. A Uttamadhikari like Narad, like Sukadeva Goswami, they are Mahat. If they will do like this, everything will be. At once extend bhakti and everything. No need of going through any process. If they are Uttam Mahabhagavat. 3.
Murchit Kasai, Nirdhut Kasai, Prapta Parsad Bhagavat.
You know? You remember? Oh, you should. You Aranya Maharaj. What are Uttam? Uttam Madhyam, Uttam Uttam, Uttam Kanishta. Narad, Sukh, and Naradin. They are Mahat. You should understand what is called Mahat.
Om Gyan Atimurandasa, Gyan Andanaslakaya, Chakshur Anulitam Jena. Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain what is Mahat, a great personality. They are called Uttam Bhagavats, and there are three types. Uttam Kanishta, Uttam
Bhagavats, and Uttam Bhina.
So, these three types have been explained
Bamboo bees.
By Srila Vishwatthakura. Has cleared this point.
He not understand.
The first level
yes.
of Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat, Mahat, is called Murchita Kasai. And the example
Narhari.
Bring your guitar.
Why you don't understand? Now go on. Now here.
First category of Mahat is the Murchita Kasai. And the example is Narad Rishi in his previous life.
Narad you can ask questions. No? You can ask us. If you have any doubt to understand, or you can. To me too. Our classes are open. You can openly ask anything.
East Agosti.
So, Narad Rishi in his previous life was the son of a maidservant. And once during Chaturmasya, some Bhaktivedanta, some great personalities, Mahat, they came and he had some opportunity to serve them. He asked them for their remnant and they were very affectionate to him. And he would listen to their Harikatha. And when they were leaving, he began to weep. Please take me with you. You should stay here. But mercifully, they gave him mantra and some instructions. After they went away...
You can come here.
He began...
Where is your wife?
In his home and bound by the affection of his mother. But after a short time, his mother was bitten by a snake and he saw this
your
as
wife.
A very good opportunity to leave home.
Your wife? He should come also. Go on.
So when he left home, he traveled here and there and finally he came to a holy place and sat down in a sacred place and began to remember the mantra given by his gurus according to the process given by them. Gradually he was remembering and became absorbed. And he had darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Narayan. Only for a moment and then that darshan disappeared. He began to weep in separation, but he heard a voice. Bhagwan Sri Narayan said to him, "You will not see me again in this lifetime, but I have appeared to you just for a moment to increase your eagerness. Now you should wander everywhere and be absorbed always in hearing, chanting and remembering." So here, Narad Rishi, in his previous life, as the son of the maidservant, he became absorbed. He attained Bhav Bhakti and he has the darshan of Bhagwan Sri Narayan. So, even though he's in a very high stage, there was still some little contamination. What was that? That was called Sattvic Vanabhas, the desire to be in a peaceful place, to do bhajan in a peaceful place. But by the intense separation that he felt from the Lord, then this was being burnt away. It could not affect him. So he's called Murchita Kasai. That there was some anatta, it seems. Very, very, very slight. But murchit, that means fainted. In a dormant state. He could not be affected by this at all. So he's called Murchita Kasai. It is the first type of Mahat. Second type of Mahat, Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami, he is in the category that is called Nidhut Kasai. All types of Kasai or contamination. What to speak of being present? No. What to speak of being present but not being active? No. But Nidhut. Completely washed away. No contamination at all. So Shukadev Goswami is in this category. Then the third category, highest category, is called Bhagavat Parshad Deha Prapt. One who has attained the form of an associate of the Supreme Lord. For example, Narad Rishi in his previous life, he went on hearing, chanting and remembering. And one day, just as lightning and illumination occurred together at the same time, Paryujamane Maitam Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum. In a moment, he gave up his physical body and attained a spiritual body, transcendental body, in which he could travel anywhere in the universe. It was Satchidananda body, like Krishna and Krishna's associates. And in this body he could go anywhere. If the whole universe will be destroyed, this body will never be destroyed. So this is called Bhagavat Parshad Deha Prapt. And the example is Narad, when he attained his perfection and was wandering here and there, playing on Veena and spreading Krishna praying all over the universe, in this world and in the transcendental world. So he's called Bhagavat Parshad Deha Prapt. And each level of Mahabhagavat, each type of Mahat, they are powerful. They can bless one with praying. But each one is progressively more powerful than the others.
Thank you. Shravan Kumar. Shravan Kumar. Shravan Kumar. You should explain what he told. You heard? That one? What question?
I could not understand about you were talking the Brahman and the sweet rice cooking for Mother Sachi Mata.
What?
You.
You should serve more. Hari Guru Vaishnava and then understand, realize. I will do like this. Go on. Can you do or not?
So Srila Ranimaj was explaining that three types of these Uttamadhikari, highest type of devotees. So first type, when Maharaj was spending his life, Narada, and when he was in his previous life, he was a son of his mother, and these sadhus came to his house and had their association, and due to this association taking their remnants, he some samskaras were transferred into his heart, and because of this, he had a desire to go with them. But they ordered him to stay there and be with his mother. But after some time, an opportunity came, and his mother was bitten by a snake. He took that opportunity and went to the forest and performed bhajan. So when he was in the forest performing this bhajan, then he was performing such intense bhajan that Bhagavan came and granted him darshan, but very quickly he disappeared. And he said, "Oh, you will not receive darshan again in this life." And Srila Pada Rendermaj was explaining the reason for this is because he had some small fault there. And this very, very small fault was called
Satvik
Vanavas. And that means that he had some desire to be in some situation where it is very serene and peaceful. And because of this, there was very faint, and therefore it's called Muchit Kashai. And because of this, he was not able to receive darshan of Bhagavan again. And the second type, Sri Padma Nirmaj was explaining, he was giving an example of Shukadeva Goswami. He said, this is Nirgut Kashai. This means that all his anarthas, it is not there in the slightest extent, everything has been totally and it's completely washed away. The third type is Bhagavad Deha Praptin. Maharaj gave the example of Narad Muni after because this small fault was there, but because his separation was so intense that it burned this small fault, and then at this time Bhagavan gave him his spiritual body in which he travels all over the universes, and therefore he can receive darshan of Bhagavan and receive the spiritual body that Sri Bhagavan has given.
Thank you. Thank you. Sundar Gopal. Sundar Gopal. What about Madhyam Adhikari? They will be Mahat or not?
Om Ajnana Chandrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurim Dhritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev has explained that the three gradations of Uttama Bhaktas or Mahat, a Madhyam Adhikari, so Uttam Kanishta, Uttam Madhyam, and Uttam Uttam, all are considered to be Mahat. But Mahat come in many gradations. On the level of Madhyam Adhikar, a Madhyam Adhikari may also be Mahat, because
if he is sincere.
If a Madhyam Adhikari is sincere and has given his life fully in the service of his Gurudev without any desire whatsoever for taking advantage of his position or enjoying the sense objects of this world, such a Madhyam Adhikari will also be Mahat, because there are many gradations of Mahat. Also, it may be that an Uttam Adhikari will, in order to preach to the people of this world, descend to the platform of Madhyam Adhikar. In this way, it may be said that such a personality has one foot in the spiritual world and one foot in this world. An Uttam Adhikari is not able to understand the conditioning of the people in this world generally, because such a person is completely absorbed in the divine couple, Shri Radha and Krishna, or in the Supreme Lord. They will see all living entities as engaged in service to Krishna perfectly, in the mood that that particular Uttamadhikari has. But if such a great soul, is it very merciful to the conditioned souls of this world, and descends, comes to the platform of Madhyamadhikari in order to help conditioned souls, such a person has one foot in the spiritual realm, it may be said, to explain this, and one foot in this world in order to pull people across to the spiritual world. Such a person is, of course, also considered to be Mahant.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you should sing. That one, without delay. Bumbo is telling, don't doubt in Guru words. If Gurudev is authentic and Mahat in any way, you can go and ask by question. Panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshantate jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. They are tattvadarshi. They will tell you if you are surrendered soul. So don't have any doubt. Otherwise, what will be? Oil rain for births and births, and you will be separated from all this spiritual world. Then he is telling, don't have any doubt. As Sarup was, this Brahman became same class. What is the meaning? Hidden meaning. There is a hidden meaning. And what is that? As Swarup. Swarup was transcendental associates of Krishna and Radhika. No? He was not a jeev. Like Narad, like Mother Yashoda, Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal, Subal Sakha. At any time, they were not
conditions
all, and by practice of bhakti yoga, they had become all like that, as you see it. It is absurd form. So Sarup was eternal transcendental associate of Krishna and Radhika, very near dear, no? And this Brahmin, conditioned soul. That is why he is telling. He was conditioned soul. He was not an associate of Krishna that he will have not to do sadhana. So he is telling, this Brahman, sadhana na kariyao. What meaning?
Without any spiritual practice.
Practices, samanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, or sadhu sanganam, kirtan, bhagavas, or samanam, kirtanam, smaranam, or even hare nam, without sadhana. Only, Gurudev told, you should be part, realized soul at once. And he became. So don't have any doubt in Gurudev. But Gurudev also should be like that guru, qualified. At least he should be Madhyam Adhikari, that he told. If you are in doubt and you ask to your Gurudev in a friendly term that, how it is possible, how it became possible without any sadhan bhajan, a conditioned soul may attain this stage that at once he went to Golok Vrindavan and became friend of Krishna, bosom friend of Krishna, like Sudham Madhumangal. How it is possible? Why it has been told here? Don't be hopeless. Don't be hopeless. You have hope. And you can attend this stage. Anyhow, by practice, Gurudev will give mercy that, he will give test in these things. First, Nashtiki Bhakti, and then test will come, and then Asakti, and then Shuddha Sattva will come. This is the mercy of Gurudev. So don't be hopeless. But don't have any doubt, otherwise this doubt will take you thousand and last verse, everything will be ruined. Don't have doubt. Why? Because Mahatsangamam, the glorification of Mahatsang, the glory of Mahatsang, is Param Adbhut and Durbhitarka. Param Adbhut, very wonderful. Wonderful. And Durbhitarka, it cannot be
beyond logic.
Beyond logic.
An argument.
No logic can reach there. No logic. If you have doubt, here is the river. No? Go there and take bath and give up all your doubts. Forever. Here is Govardhan. We will worship. Here is Jamuna, Kalindi. Oh, this land is New Braja. I call it New Braja. Annakoot festival will be done when?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you should announce. Announce it. Those who will participate in Annakoot, oh, Lakshmi may beg, but that devotee cannot beg. So by any means, by money, by any grain, by any flower, by any how favorable helps, oh, you can help in festival. We will make it as beautiful as Govardhan Giriraj. Govardhan is ready. Radha Kund, Shyam Kund is ready there. Any drama play?
Drama, yes. Yes.
Oh. Then, so, beyond logic. So, everything can be done by Mahatsanga. Even one chana, one moment, we cannot imagine even. So in third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Devahetu has told. Sangoja sanskrite hetu asatsu bihito adhiya Svayeva sadhu sukrito nishangatvaya kalpate. If anyone unknowingly he is doing some business with Mahatpurush, not knowing anything, unknowingly, taking prasadam together, talking something, worldly things also, no harm. And what it becomes? It becomes nishangatvaya. It is called nishanga, sadhu sanga. And your life will be changed by that, unknowingly. And if you are doing knowingly, then, oh, that glory we cannot. So, I'm finishing today here, and again we will start from there. If you will have any question, you can do Ishtagoshti, and we will try to remove all doubts. Gaur Premanande Krishna Das. Oh, Nam in notes.
Hare Krishna. Today Gurudev gave meditation mercifully, so now we'll announce their name.